Here to give an update today about where we are, and so I'm going to read from the statement. Not going to answer questions, but this should give you an update on what the state of the state is. On September 12, 2008, the Senate Judiciary Committee authorized the issuance of 14 subpoenas. 13 were for witnesses, and the last was for Frank Bailey's cell phone records. Senate President Lyda Green concurred in that action, thus satisfying the statutory requirements of Alaska Statute 2425-010B. The purpose of the subpoenas was to assist Mr. Stephen Branchflower in the investigation into the events and circumstances surrounding the termination of former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. Since that time, 6 of the witness subpoenas were served and 7 were not. The subpoenas that were served commanded the witnesses to appear here at 10 o'clock today, September 19, 2008, before the Judiciary Committee. Subpoenas were served on attorneys representing Mr. Frank Bailey, Ms. Ivy Fry, Mr. Todd Palin, Mr. Randy Roro, and Ms. Merlene Wilkes. By an agreement between Mr. Branchflower and Mr. Bailey's attorney, a copy of the sworn statement that Mr. Bailey gave to Mr. Thomas Van Flyne has been given to Mr. Branchflower and will satisfy Mr. Bailey's obligation to comply with his subpoena. Mr. John Bitney was served personally by Mr. Branchflower, and Mr. Bitney, accompanied by his attorney, elected to give a statement to Mr. Branchflower in his office, thus satisfying Mr. Bitney's obligation under his subpoena. The subpoena for Mr. Bailey's cell phone records was served on ACS Incorporated, and that company has turned the records over to Mr. Branchflower. Finally, Ms. Wilkes, through her attorney, has agreed to give a statement to Mr. Branchflower this afternoon, thus satisfying her obligations under her subpoena, assuming the deposition actually takes place. Ms. Fry, Mr. Palin, and Mr. Roro, all having been served with subpoenas through their legal counsel, have neither given statements nor appeared today in compliance with their subpoenas. Alaska Statute 2425030 sets out our procedure in this particular situation, and the statute reads as follows. If a witness neglects or refuses to obey a subpoena, the Senate or the House of Representatives may, by resolution entered on its journal, commit the witness for contempt. If contempt is committed before a committee, the committee shall report the contempt to the Senate or House of Representatives, as the case may be, for such action as may be considered necessary. A copy of this statement shall be delivered to the President of the Senate in order to satisfy the statute's requirements. Subpoenas were not served on Ms. Diane Kiesel, Ms. Annette Kreitzer, Ms. Nikki Neal, Mr. Brad Thompson, Mr. Michael Nizek, Ms. Chris Perry, and Ms. Janet Mason. The reason those 7 subpoenas were not served is because Mr. Branchflower relied on a written offer of cooperation that Assistant Attorney General Michael Barnhill issued in a letter to Legislative Council Chairman Kim Elton, dated September 9, 2008. Senator Elton accepted the offer in a letter sent to Mr. Barnhill on Friday, September 12, 2008, which was the same day the Senate Judiciary Committee issued its subpoenas. Mr. Barnhill spoke to Mr. Branchflower late that Friday afternoon to begin scheduling depositions. The next day, Saturday, September 13, 2008, Mr. Barnhill sent an email to Mr. Branchflower confirming the details of their phone conversation. The email in relevant part reads as follows. Steve, this shall confirm our phone conversation of late yesterday afternoon. As a consequence of Senator Elton's letter to me of 9-12-08, law agrees that the depositions of the 4 Department of Administration employees, Annette Kreitzer, Diane Kiesel, Nikki Neal, and Brad Thompson, may proceed. Law appreciates the Legislative Council's willingness to agree with our interpretation of the laws governing confidential state employee personnel files, as set forth in our letter of 9-9-08. Each of these 4 individuals has confirmed that they wish to proceed with their deposition without service of a subpoena, and that they have elected to have representation from law at their deposition. Law will provide that representation. And this is more from the email. As I explained during our call, Tom Van Flyne requested on Friday, 9-12, that the Department of Law resume representation of these employees in the office of the governor who have not sought private counsel. At this point, my understanding is that those employees include Mike Nizek, Chris Perry, and Janice Mason. When you return on Tuesday, please give me a call and I will report on the status of Law's representation of those employees within the office of the governor who have not secured private counsel and their availability for deposition. That cooperation agreement was abrogated by the Tuesday, September 16, 2008 letter from Attorney General Talis Kohlberg. The Judiciary Committee's and Mr. Branchflower's reliance on the two written promises of the Department of Law is regrettable. Because the subpoenas were not served, there is no legal basis upon which to take any action today regarding them. The original unserved subpoenas are still in the hands of Mr. Branchflower. He will begin the process of serving them on the seven remaining witnesses with a new return date of Friday, September 26, 2008. Now then, regarding the status of the investigation, I have spoken to Mr. Branchflower this morning. He is continuing to gather information and expects to complete his report as planned by October 10th. Thank you and good day.